The gospel comes to us from St. Mark, chapter 8, verses 34 to chapter 9, verse 1. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What could one give in exchange for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." He also said to them, "Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come in power." The gospel of the Lord. When I think about this, I think about the countless number of missionaries and people who leave home, those who take up their cross and truly follow Jesus. And one can probably think about the priests, sisters, brothers, all of those religious who have gone to different places. But as I spent 13 years as a missionary in Mexico, I also came to a realization that there are countless lay people and committed people who are not even necessarily of our faith, but believe in the gospel. They are not Catholic, but are very ecumenical. And I just think of the countless number of people who have witnessed to what it means to be a follower of Christ, because that is the most important thing. I spent several years working with a lay family who found jobs as doctor, nurse, social worker in Mexico, but also raised their children there and brought them up alongside of all of the countless people who live there. And as their children have grown up, they are now doing the exact same thing, going out to different lands, proclaiming the good news, living the gospel as they were taught to live the gospel, and not only for just themselves, but for others as well. For me, this is what really stands out about this gospel passage, that it's not about just our lives, the countless lives that we affect along the way. I can't help but think of those families, and I thank them for their missionary experience. Not only what they did themselves as adults, but what they passed on to their children, something that many of us who are religious cannot do. And so there is a true living out of the gospel. I think it calls all of us to reflect on how we live our lives, what we preach, and how we preach it, so that we show the world not only who we are, but whose we are.